Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to go back in time and listen to some of my older broadcasts of In Transition. And I thought it would be nice to go back in time and listen to what I was up to music-wise. So just sit back and enjoy. This is In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're going to start off with some vintage Chet Baker. And this is a fertile period for Chet. The year was 1954, May the 9th at Ann Arbor, Michigan, at the University of Michigan. We have Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on drums.
Right now we'd like to do a new Jack Montrose original. He called this one Headline. Thank you.
music from Chet Baker and Headline from 1954. We're going to continue now with some classic Bill Evans, and this is a recording that he made for the Fantasy label. We're going to listen to his version of The Days of Wine and Roses, and
like a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you.
Bill Evans featuring Tony Bennett on vocals and his version of Days of Wine and Roses.
Thank you.
One of the greatest baritone sax players around, that was Jerry Mulligan from 1960, recorded in New York City. That was a great composition from Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart entitled You Took Advantage of Me. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM.
Black on Black, keeping you connected to your community every Saturday at 11 a.m. Black on Black is a public affairs program reflecting both a Canadian and Afrocentric perspective in our discussions and coverage of issues affecting Canada and the Black diaspora, highlighting a wide variety of people, music, and events. Join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon for news, views, and fascinating guests. Black on Black, only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Come celebrate the best in live performing arts for children during the Ottawa International Children's Festival. From May 30th to June 3rd, professional artists from around the globe will stir your imagination with adventurous performances directed towards children from 4 to 15 years old. These family-oriented shows and activities will take place at the LeBreton Flats Park and the Canadian War Museum. To buy your tickets to the Ottawa International Children's Festival, call 613-241-0999 or visit ottawachildrensfestival.ca.
This is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special retrospective edition of In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1. For a change of pace, we're going to listen to some music from one of the great bassists out of Quebec, Alain Caron, and this is from his album Rhythm and Jazz. This is dedicated to my brother and his family who are in town from beautiful Bahrain in the Middle East, and this is certainly one of Brian's favorite musicians. This is Flight of the Bebop Bee. Alain Caron from Quebec with Flight of the Bebop Bee, and that's from his album Rhythm and Jazz. That was, of course, Guido Basso from his album Dedications, featuring Dave Turner on some wicked sax on that last number we just heard entitled Guido Swings. We're going to listen now to some music from the Bennett Archives, and today we're going to go back and listen to some Bob Crosby.
And we're going now 10 years later to 1938. A great band within a band was the Bob Crosby Bobcats. And I know Mr. Milner, who thank you very much, by the way, for the tape of the Mugs Hispania. I haven't played it yet, but no doubt we will. I think this is something that you will like very much indeed. It's the Bob Crosby's Bobcats with Yank Lawson on cornet trumpet, but it features the great, I can only call him great, and that word is greatly overdone, clarinetist Irving Fazola. Irving Fazola on clarinet, Warren Smith on trombone, and Chicago pianist Bob Zirke takes the introduction to this. He was described in Downbeat as playing Chicago typewriter piano. Well, maybe you'll get some idea what Downbeat meant by that, but not really. Eddie Miller's on tenor, Nappy Lamar's on bass, and the everlasting Bob Haggart, God bless him, is on bass, Nappy Lamar guitar, and Ray Bedock on drums. A tune written by the Yank Lawson, 5-point blues, and it's led in by the great pianist Bob Zirke. I bought that record new in 1938, and my wife, Sheila, sold it to me at Aldridge's Music Store on, I think it was Horton Street in Southport. That was one of the very few records in those days that I could afford to buy new, and it wasn't very much money, but I was still a very youthful person, and money was not available. So that's one reason I played it. Bob Crosby's Bobcats, 5 Point Blues, 1938.
Tous les vendredis dès 19h sur les ondes de CHUFM, prenez rendez-vous pour une évasion sous le soleil et la chaleur des tropiques. Bonnie et son équipe vous emmènent en croisière musicale dans les Caraïbes à l'émission
Tropique FM.
Alors pour du soleil, pliez les oreilles, la chaleur, pliez le cœur. Sintonisez le 89.fm ou le www.chuo.fm.
Welcome.
What better way to spend a hot summer night than by going to a TD Ottawa Jazz Festival concert under the stars? It's happening every night from June 21st to July 1st in Confederation Park. Trombone Shorty will get the crowds moving for a hot New Orleans night on June 25th. Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers mix banjos and jokes for an evening of bluegrass and comedy on the 26th. And Grammy Award-winning Esperanza Spalding performs on the 27th. Check the website for complete listings, ticket prices, and box office locations. That's OttawaJazzFestival.com. Your summer has officially begun.
I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 on your FM dial. And if you're streaming on the internet, www.chuo.fm. We're going to be listening to some music from one of the great pianists from Montreal, Paul Blais. He was born in Montreal on November 10th, 1932. He began on violin at the age of 5, and he began on piano around the age of 8. He received his junior diploma at McGill Conservatory at the very young age of 11. In 1950, he studied composition at Juilliard School in New York. It was at this point in time that he was associated with the burgeoning avant-garde movement, playing with such people as Charlie Mingus, Ornette Coleman, Don Cherry, Don Ellis, Jimmy Giuffre, even Sonny Rollins and Gary Peacock. He also encouraged his wife, Carla Blais, to begin composing around the mid-60s, and she was a member of the Jazz Composers Guild at the time. In the 1970s, he pioneered electronics, playing solo concerts using acoustic piano and 3 electric keyboards, and for a time he was associated with Annette Peacock. The duo appeared at festivals in the U.S. and Europe, and around 1973 to 1975, he toured Europe twice playing solo acoustic piano at festivals and on TV. He first came to prominence with the 1960s avant-garde. Blais is steeped in jazz history and is thoroughly at home with all approaches from the abstract and non-tonal to the diatonic and harmonic. He's always been somewhat of a loner and restlessly exploring different avenues of improvisation. Around 1975, he formed his own production company, Improvising Artists Incorporated, to release records of his own and of other artists. And these recordings have just been reissued by the folks at Black Satan Soul Note, and they are obtainable on CDs, but what we're going to listen to this afternoon are some vinyl versions of these recordings, starting off with an album that he recorded in it was around 1964 to 1968, a beautiful album called Turning Point. And this recording features John Gilmore on tenor sax, Paul Motian on drums, Gary Peacock on bass, and Billy Elgart also on drums. The track we're going to listen to is a song written by Annette Peacock, and it's called Kid Dynamite. And this particular track features Billy Elgart on drums and, of course, Paul Blais on piano. Thank you. This is a wonderful album by Phil Nimmons. It's called The Atlantic Suite, Suite PEI Tributes, and it's on the Sackville label, and we just heard a composition from The Atlantic Suite entitled Islands, and you might want to check this one out. It's a wonderful recording. It's a two-CD set, and it features Phil Nimmons, who's one of the granddaddies of jazz here in Canada and a wonderful musician to boot. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. Dizzy Gillespie is back with Girl of My Dreams.
Bridgehead.
Find your rhythmic mambo, a place to share laugh.
Sweet soul sounds going down at the Black Sheep Inn on Saturday, May 26th, featuring Tanika Charles and the Wonderfuls and Ottawa's own Marlowe Beat Kings. The Beat Kings feature the members of the Soul Jazz Orchestra, so you know it's the real deal. Saturday, May 26th. Get your tickets and info online at worldfamousmusic.net.
What does he mean to me?
This is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special retrospective edition of In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1.
Thank you.
Another great stylist, Chet Baker with Tenderly.
Carmen McRae is one of the all-time greats in jazz, and I thought we'd listen to a recording that she made in the 1950s, and this is another standard. It's called Blue Moon, and it's taken from the CD entitled Carmen McRae Sings the Great American Songwriters.
Of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. When I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon. Now I'm no longer alone, alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Heard somebody whisper, please adore me. When I looked, the moon was gone. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Without a love of my own.
We heard a lovely rendition of Blue Moon from Carmen McRae.
Here's a musician who's been making a name for himself in different situations. Merlin, I believe he played with the Merlin Factor, Time Warp, off and on, and a whole pile of other bands. His solo album entitled Conversation Piece is a wonderful recording, and it features Ted Warren on drums, Dave Ristovo on piano, Jim Vivian on bass, and John McLeod on trumpet and flugelhorn. And of course, we've got Mike Murley on sax. We're going to listen to his version of Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin.
Thank you. For a way to top a great evening of jazz music, look no further than the TD Ottawa Jazz Festival's Late Night Jam Sessions. Every night at 10:30 from June 21st to July 1st, internationally known NAC jazz improv artists John Geggy, Ethan Ardelli, and Nancy Walker host an unpredictable open mic in the lounge of the Ark Hotel. Some of the hottest musicians from the festival stop by each night for some unrehearsed jazz improv and collaboration. There's no telling who will show up, so come out and expect to be surprised. Visit OttawaJazzFestival.com for full festival listings, ticket prices, and box office locations.
My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1. And we're also streaming on the internet now at www.chuo.fm. We're going to continue with the Rolf Bilberg Quintet. Now, Rolf Bilberg was a tenor sax player, and he's joined in this quintet with Lars Bagge on piano, Urban Moberg on bass, William Schioffi on drums, and Kurt Jarnberg on valve trombone. And this is a composition from Rolf. It's entitled Curly Kurt. Thank you. Music from the Rolf Bilberg Quintet, and we heard Curly Kurt from the 1950s classic Miles Davis when he recorded for the Prestige label. This is My Funny Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
from a historic recording from Miles Davis in the late 50s on the Riverside, on the Prestige label, sorry. That was My Funny Valentine. From a 1984 recording. That was a beautiful piece written by
Oliver Jones, entitled Lovely Lauren, and that's from Oliver's album entitled The Many Moods of Oliver Jones, and that's released on the Just in Time label.
The temperature is rising, which means festival season is about to begin. The TD Ottawa Jazz Festival 2012 kicks off on June 21st, bringing some of the best acts in jazz, blues, and bluegrass to Ottawa for 11 days of mind-blowing music. The Great Canadian Jazz Series celebrates our own, opening every night of the Concert Under the Stars in Confederation Park. Again this year, they've got the Improv Invitational, the Studio Series, the Late Night Jams, the OLG Tent, and more. This isn't your grandma's Jazz Fest. Get all the details at OttawaJazzFestival.com.
This is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special retrospective edition of In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1. Helen Merrill from a wonderful CD. This is a great recording of hers. It's a homage to Clifford Brown, and we're going to listen to her version of Memories of You. From Helen Merrill's excellent CD entitled Brownie, that was Kenny Barron on piano and a moving rendition of Memories of You, a tribute to the late great trumpet player Clifford Brown. That was music from Euphoria and a composition entitled April Morn. That was from their album 2 Days Away.
Come celebrate the best in live performing arts for children during the Ottawa International Children's Festival. From May 30th to June 3rd, professional artists from around the globe will stir your imagination with adventurous performances directed towards children from 4 to 15 years old. These family-oriented shows and activities will take place at the LeBreton Flats Park and the Canadian War Museum. To buy your tickets to the Ottawa International Children's Festival, call 613-241-0999 or visit ottawachildrensfestival.ca.
My name is Randy McElligott, and you're tuned to CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. Right now we're going to listen to drummer Barry Elms from Toronto. He has a new one out. It's a double CD called Different Voices. Highly, highly recommended. If you like Barry Elms and you like the work that he's done with Time Warp, I think you'll really enjoy this one. Again, it's called Different Voices, and we're going to listen to a Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart composition. It's called The Blue Room. music from Canadian drummer Barry Elms and his version of The Blue Room, taken from his Cornerstone release entitled Different Voices. And right now we're going to listen to some music from Keith Jarrett. And sad news about Keith Jarrett. He's been suffering from a very bad illness for the past 2-3 years, chronic fatigue syndrome. And he's been mostly sleeping a lot and just laying around his house in, I believe it's Upper New York State. There's an excellent article on him in the new issue of Jazz Times that you might want to check out. But I thought that we'd play some Keith Jarrett and wish him a fine recovery. This is a beautiful composition from Robert Wilbur. It's called La Valse Bleue. And on this album, this was recorded live at the Blue Note in 1994. Jack Desjardins on drums, and one of my favorite bass players, Gary Peacock, is also along for the ride. when it comes to fluidity and phrasing, that's something that's very, very hard to beat when you listen to Keith Jarrett, a very fine musician, and that's from his album Keith Jarrett at the Blue Note, The Complete Recordings. It's from a 6-CD box set recorded June 5th, 1994 in New York City. Actually, that was on a Sunday, so you might want to check that one out. Still available. Was legendary violinist Stefan Grappelli with The Talk of the Town. I think it was last year that Roy Haynes appeared at the Ottawa Jazz Festival. We're going to listen to him right now, a track from his album Fountain of Youth, and this tune is called Butch and Butch.